The ATA Spring Nationals is over, and it's time to take things to the max. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, instructors, students, parents of Songnam Taekwondo, welcome back to the ATA Nation Podcast. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host on this, the 111th episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. We are streaming right along, and we have just wrapped up the ATA Spring Nationals in Dallas, Texas, and what an amazing event it is. I wanted to hit a couple of the highlights that Chief Master Stevens mentioned in a Facebook post. There were over 2,100 competitors. That's not a final number. It's just an estimate. There were 199 teams for combat and sparring. There were a record number of creative and extreme competitors, and a record number for demo and sync competition. It was an amazing event. Everything is bigger in Texas, as they say. Next year, we'll be back to Texas. We're going to be actually in Fort Worth, Texas next year. So make sure you mark your calendars for that. I don't have the dates in front of me, but I'm sure you'll be able to find out soon. Now, if you didn't hear, the ATA Nation has been really rocking the MAX curriculum. ATA MAX is just on fire. At Spring Nationals, there was some amazing training, judges training, kicks training, how to create your own forms training, all kinds of really neat new things from Master Turner and Master Swalzy, both senior master candidates, I believe, this year. Really leveling up the ATA MAX curriculum. Now, along with that, the ATA MAX Gathering 2 is coming this year. This, we had an interview about last year, something that you definitely want to check out. So here in a second, we're going to have a podcast interview with a gentleman who was part of the ATA MAX Gathering, has been helping teach some of the ATA MAX information. So you need to look into this. Head over to ATAmartialarts.com. Stay tuned for the interview. We're going to start in just a second. But this is the second annual ATA MAX Gathering. It's going to be on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's 3 days of training focused on leveling up your skills. There's going to be stuff on improving your form, your weapon, your tricks, your gymnastics moves. They're going to rent out a gymnastics facility. You get to go and train there. There's going to be prizes, team sync, and demo competitions, all kinds of amazing things. So definitely make sure that you go and check that out. It's going to be ATA headquarters, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Definitely check it out. Let's hear from our special guest interview about the ATA MAX Gathering.
Special guest interview.
Welcome back, ATA Nation. We are super excited to have with us today Mr. Jeremiah Tidwell. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, sir. I'm good.
Excellent. I am doing well. We wanted to have you on to talk about the ATA MAX Gathering coming up in Little Rock. But before that, can you give us a little background on how you got started in martial arts?
Well, actually, my mom was in martial arts, like when she was a kid, and she was in the ATA. And I think I was watching like Karate Kid one time when I was like 3 years old. And then after that, they just couldn't stop me from doing stuff around the house. And so then we went to our local ATA school, and then from there it's just been history right there. So,
Who's your instructor? What local ATA school did you end up?
I train with the Sisters in Allen, Texas. So
excellent. Yeah. That's an excellent school to be into. Now, one of the things that you're really involved with, and I watched some videos just the other day of some awesome tricks of yours, is in the ATA MAX program. What got you excited about doing that? Obviously it's different than the traditional kicks and punches that we usually do. And so it wasn't what you signed up originally doing, But it looks like it's become a big thing for you. How did that happen?
Well, I had an instructor, Ms. Feliciano. He was really good at it. And when I saw him do it, I was flabbergasted. I was flabbergasted seeing people do all the crazy flips and stuff like that. So then me and my dad took an interest in it. And so we really worked on it at home. And then it's just with the ATM Max program and everything, it skyrocketed since. So it's been a really like crazy thing to start doing.
And what have you, I assume you're helping maybe teach ATA Max, your local school, as well as big events. What have you seen as some of the benefits to the ATA Max program for other individuals and even for yourself?
Yeah. So one big thing that I love that they're stressing is that it might be XMA and it might be a little bit different, but it's still Sangam Taekwondo. So like that's a big thing that they're stressing. I know a lot of kids, they do their XMA and stuff like that, and they kind of put aside the traditional part of it, which I've always been told by my instructors, Mr. Shester and them, that what makes me so much better than my competition is that I'm adding in that Sangam Taekwondo in my form. And that's why the biggest thing I love that they stress is because that's where all your technique comes from. I mean, like, you can go do whatever you want, but the technique is always going to be the most important part. It looks better with technique and everything. I also feel that at Fall Nationals, when I first started helping, that it was literally like heartwarming when the parents came up to me and was like, "Oh, I've been trying to teach my kid that for months, and I was like, and he got it in 10 minutes or something like that." And it was just it's an amazing feeling that like I can help kids learn things a lot faster. Like I taught a lot of the stuff that I do a little bit by myself, but it's amazing that we can go out there and teach kids and stuff like that.
And do you think like ATA Max is, you know, a lot of times there's a view that it's for just teenagers or just kids. Last year after the ATA Max gathering, we had an interview with a lady who was at the gathering, and you know, she didn't fit the traditional look and feel of ATA Max. So who is it for?
It's for everybody. It's like it's all ages. I mean, I went to the ATA Max gathering and you saw like 44 to 40. It was amazing to see. I mean, you had parents getting out there and doing stuff. So it is really for everybody. Like, you are never, it's never too late, it's never too early to start. It's an amazing experience.
So the Max Gathering is, this is its second year, big event down in Little Rock. Can you give us a little rundown of kind of what's happening at the ATMX Gathering? Who's it for? Tell us, you know, people are like, "Hey, I've heard of this thing. Maybe it's for me, maybe it's not." Give us the sales pitch.
Okay, sales pitch. I will tell you one, you are guaranteed to have fun. I mean, that is the top thing. You're going to guarantee to have fun. The atmosphere is very family atmosphere and stuff like that, of course, but you're also going to learn some stuff. You're going to learn things that you never even thought you could do yourself. I mean, I had people like never do a flip before in their life come back doing at least two or three things. I mean, it was amazing. Even myself included, I was doing stuff with Raffle and Danny. They taught me a lot just in that small frame. So it's you're also going to be learning those high end trick, not tricks, but kicks that you can do in your creative form as well, that you can implement in there as well. So it also big thing that they'll help you do is how to like create a form. So maybe you don't really know how to create a form, maybe based off you just know more traditional, so you don't really know how to format your form. You will learn how to create a form by the end of the ATA Max program, I promise you. Like, you will know which way to go, how to add leveling, tempo, different things in that nature to make your form look good. And it was just a beautiful learning process. That's what I was saying. You will learn.
I love that. I think that's a struggle for a lot of beginners, is that you know, how to make a form, you know, how to create. They understand like sections. I want to do this cool little thing, or I want to do this thing. But putting it together and formatting, I think that's one of the topics also at Spring Nationals, is working on a forum. And so I'm sure at the gathering, it's just going to be even bigger. I think you guys have a big kicks challenge or some kind of cool, big challenge that happens at the, Max Gathering event too. Is that something?
We have something called trick battles. So trick battles are where you go out there and do, creative tricks and put them all together into a little section. And then you get judged between who wins or who doesn't and stuff like that. And then we also have cool games. Like you have to have four kicks, put them all together and we see who has the best. And winner gets these little tickets. These tickets will take you free pass to any tournament. Well, not any tournament. It would be a certain tournament on the list and, et cetera. So, we had a lot of cool, fun games. Another cool game that I liked a lot that now I use is to actually train is that we would take one move from a form. So we took a form from, I think, like the 8th degree form. It was like this part right here, and you had to put it into an XMA line and segment real quick. And it was just an amazing way to be creative and make new things.
Oh, that's really cool. I love that idea. I might steal that one as well. So if somebody is considering, you know, they're like, hey, I'm not one of the top guys. I'm not whatnot. Maybe this ATA Max Gathering is not really for me. What would you tell to that person?
I say try it. I say always try something before you can't really doubt something before you try it. I always say that would be my biggest thing. And to be good at anything, you have to put the work in. Like, you can come to the ATA Max program and it will give you that basics. But when you get home, you got to take it and you start to train. You got to train it. You got to work on it every day. It's just something that you have to really put effort into. And what you put in will what you get out. I mean, they will say that a lot because you have to go out there and put yourself out there sometimes. Sometimes you have to go out there and do the extra rep or something like that. And if you stay on the side or on the side or whatever and, you know, kind of scare off, then you're not going to get as much as you could out of the program. You have to put your full effort into it. The more you put in, the more you get out. So that's the biggest thing about ATMX. So I stress that a lot to people who say they're not really into it. Put your effort into it first, and you'll see growth. I promise.
I love that. Yeah, and it's so much about that confidence building, that performance aspect. You gotta get out on the floor to be able to grow and achieve those goals. So. Well, that's awesome. I'm sure you're going to be there in Texas for the Spring Nationals. Are you doing some assisting and teaching some of the ATA Max stuff?
Yes, sir. I'll be there on Thursday, I believe, for the ATA Max kicking program and the form making thing. I'll also be doing Team Sync, so watch out for that.
Oh, nice. Excellent. We love to see that Team Sync. Competitions, those is continue to grow and pretty awesome. So Mr. Tidwell, I really appreciate your time today. I know it's early in Texas and you got things you got to get to doing. We appreciate it. Any last words for ATA Nation out there today?
Stay grinding, stay working. That's all I gotta say. Stay working always.
I love that. Always working. Thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
We want to thank Mr. Tidwell for his time and that interview. Make sure that you are checking out the ATA Max Gathering. This is going to continue to grow. These events are going to just get better and better. The training that is coming out for the ATA Max curriculum is just getting better and better. So don't be left behind. Make sure that you're checking out this event. Head over to atamartialarts.com and go to the program section. In there, you can go down to ATA Max and check out the gathering. Now, we want to remind you that it is not too early to sign up for, you guess it, World Championships. The event schedule is out. Registration is out. You can get started checking out the ATA World Championships. We are celebrating 55 years of ATA Nation. So head over to atamartialarts.com/events and make sure you check out all of the stuff coming. We will have a full episode going over the different trainings, the different options, the different things that you can take part in. Remember, it is two tournaments. It is the Tournament of Champions, that is the end of 2023-2024 season, and then the Super 20 Tournament, which begins the 2024-2025 season. So get over there, check out the events, look at the schedule, book your hotels, get your flights. I just purchased my flight. I've got my hotel. I just started looking at the schedule, and I'm like, I don't know what I want to take. There's so many great options. It's amazing. So head over there, get started now, reserving your spots and your times and your flights and luggage and all that stuff. So you don't want to miss out on what is the greatest family reunion every year. That's going to wrap it up for us today, ATA Nation. I've got an exciting rat camp going on at my school, so I have to get back to work. I hope you guys are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
How did you guys like Spring Nationals? I missed it, but I was super excited to see all the amazing 55-year anniversary information. That the logo on the side of the hotel was amazing. Seeing all the graphics and whatnot, super cool. So we've got some awesome 55-year anniversary stuff coming up. We'll be talking about it on the podcast as well, those kind of things. So make sure that you are getting signed up for Worlds, guys. Worlds, it's coming. Don't miss it. We'll talk soon.